According to polls, Americans largely support statewide shutdowns during this pandemic, but there is still a vocal minority that say COVID-19 and our response to it is overblown. This includes some living in rural communities where actual cases of the disease have been low or non-existent. With support from America Amplified, our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
The small town of Thompson Falls sits alongside the beautiful Clark Fork River in northwestern Montana. And if you want to get a really hearty breakfast there, well, Minnie's Montana Cafe has got you covered.
Bacon and eggs, hamburgers, chicken fried steak, fried chicken, a couple of steaks on the menu.
That's Miles Sexton. He owns the joint. Normally, it's a popular spot for tourists and locals. But business took a hit when the pandemic reached Montana in mid-March. The governor there shut down restaurants, bars, and other non-essential businesses to help stop the spread.
The volume had dropped to a little less than a third of what we were normally doing.
Meanwhile, his county had seen zero confirmed cases of the virus. Sexton believes, in hindsight, the state government overreacted in shutting everything down. He says his county could have protected itself.
Everybody knows everybody in these rural areas out here, and so I think they were taking those precautions into place without, you know, the government coming in and telling us this is what you can do and what you can't do.
This idea of government overreach is fueling frustration like this, especially as the economy continues to tank. A few businesses have even defied state orders and opened early, including Hardware Brewing Company in North Idaho. Co-owner Christine Lohman told Fox News that the governor's lockdown was starving her business.
We defied his order because we know of no law, no legislation that's been passed, no law that's been signed by the governor that says we can't operate, that we can't enjoy commerce, which is our right, our constitutional right.
Those rights are at the center of protests across the country. Folks like Bruce McKay in North Idaho say the lockdowns are an abuse of power.
If I told you 4 months ago that the government's going to tell you you can't leave your house, we can only go to certain places, we're going to shut your businesses down, you would say, Bruce, you need to go see the mental health guy, okay? Because you're just paranoid. And look what we got. Look at what happened.
McKay also worries extended lockdowns are creating other emergencies, such as increased alcoholism and more domestic violence. And he believes the virus itself just isn't that dangerous.
Not like you got the bubonic plague here. So this is the hype that I don't buy into.
The fatality rate is still unknown for COVID-19. But what we do know is that the virus has hopscotched across the country, hitting some counties really hard while sparing others. Meanwhile, the nation's economy is like a helicopter without a rotor, spiraling downwards. Christine Porter is a public health professor at the University of Wyoming. She understands why all this might fuel resentment over the lockdowns.
We had to use a bludgeon rather than a scalpel for preventing the epidemic from destroying our economy and our health.
And she argues that the statewide lockdowns could have been avoided if the nation had ramped up testing and tracing before the virus exploded.
Communities that did not have the virus, if we had had testing and tracing available for them, they could have kept going, whereas places that had the virus would have had to do more of the shutting down. We could have been much more precise and saved a lot of this economic pain.
But because we didn't have comprehensive testing and tracing in place, our next best bet was statewide lockdowns. Chase Sanborn manages Wallace Brewing Company in North Central Idaho. He has struggled with those lockdowns.
Our sales are probably less, right about half of what they would normally be this time.
Still, like most Americans, he says it's worth closing down businesses like his tap room to stop the spread of COVID-19. He understands that there are a few business owners who have defied the orders.
But boy, wouldn't you, it just kill you though if you know you somebody got sick there, and it's maybe a customer that you've had for years. And I mean, it just the what ifs are immense.
Those what ifs will continue as many states slowly reopen. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.